Hi, welcome to Pault on Power, Power Systems Design Podcast on Power and Power Design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Hafiz Najumuddin. He's the product manager at Yokogawa for power meters and analyzers for Europe and Africa. Hey Hafiz, how you doing today?
I'm good, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I understand that you just come out with a new series of power measurement devices, and well, let's just talk a little bit about the importance of that to the design engineer.
Oh, definitely.
Well, when we're talking about power measurement, obviously there are two factors. We had talked a little bit before we started this recording. You'd mentioned something about, you know, like with accuracy and precision. I'm a shooter myself, so you know there's a big difference between being accurate and being precise, because you could be very precise but not accurate, and you could be very accurate but not precise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said before, people always tell me that both are the same, but then it's not exactly the same. As a shooter, you will understand. I can give you another example where, take in case of a typewriter. That's a classic example I can think of, because you can be precise, saying you can type 150 words in 10 minutes. That means you're precise. You're completed 150 words in 10 minutes. But then, are you accurate? Are you correct with all the 150 words?
Oh, they spelled right and such. Right, I got you. Or, you know, the issue really is a case of, you know, you could be on target but not spot on, or you could be very tight with your efforts and miss the target.
Oh, exactly.
Right. Now,
look like a shooter.
Exactly. Now, the market drivers for this, I mean, obviously precision and accuracy are important, but what are the big forces in the marketplace that are pushing engineers to be on top of that?
See, like today we are talking about energy conservation, energy efficiency, and renewable energy. And these are key market areas. And all these market areas have common things. Like if you say the standards, the IEC standards and the EN standards, which actually drive these particular markets, and the organizations, the IEA organizations, are coming up with new standards every alternate month to support all these renewable energy and energy efficiency and conservation. And what other key things they are looking at is they are trying to come up with standards with more stringent specifications and complex specifications, so that the emphasis is there and customers are forced to comply to these standards. And also the other thing is the energy labels, like Energy Star labels that are coming up, and these are also working towards the energy efficiency and conservation. And last but not the least, the recent one is on the standby power consumption. The new standards, the Edition 2 which has come, is really pushing customers to comply to the low standby power consumption.
Well, actually, standby power, I would imagine, is a significant issue, because, I mean, just think about all the wasted power around the world, or even within one country. I mean, you're talking about terawatts of wasted energy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's an interesting thing, because I was surfing and I saw an interesting project called Selena. It's standby and off mode energy loss in new appliances. And this is an interesting project, because it actually shows how much energy is wasted in standby power. And it is expected by 2020, according to this project, that 4.6 billion products will feature standby option. And this will contribute to 50 terawatt hour of electricity consumption per year. And this is a huge, huge consumption. And
yeah.
This is equivalent to the country of current consumption of a country like Greece or Portugal.
Wow, that's a significant amount of power, and that's just bleeding off into the ether, as it were, from devices just sitting there.
Hello.
Well, hello. Yes, I was saying that the energy is just bleeding away just from devices sitting, just waiting.
Yeah, exactly, and it's interesting. If you go online, they call standby power consumption as vampire power.
So right.
It sucks your energy.
Exactly. Now, So tell us a little bit about the new devices and how they're going to help the engineer address these issues.
Okay. From Yokogawa, we are launching a new series called WT300 series. Basically, this series has four products, WT310, WT310 HC, which is the high current version, WT332, and WT333. So these are four products in this WT300 series. And this is aimed mainly at white goods market. And it also serves the lighting industry and UPS manufacturers. But the main idea of coming up with this product range is to support customers and users in complying to the standby power software, standby power initiative, and other power measurement.
Right. Now, what are some of the unique benefits to the designer from these devices?
First of all, like you said before, we are a company who are very unique because of the high precision, high accuracy what we give. And apart from that, there is also another important factor, the stability. Now, what do we mean by stability? Anybody can give you, high accurate, highly precise equipment for a day, for a week, or for a month. But what we do is, when we say we are accurate, we are highly precise, we are also stable. That is, if you take our product and you see our specifications, you measure it now, you measure it after 6 months, you measure it after a year, we can guarantee we will be within the specification. And that is why we are very unique, and we are the only company who guarantees our measurement and the specifications.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific reason for that? I mean, what do you do to achieve that?
See, there are a couple of things. One, we are confident about the products what we have, and the hardware what we use, the softwares along with the hardwares. And the other reason is it's not something which has happened a year back. We are almost 100 years old, and that shows you our expertise. And what we also do is we regularly invest on our R&D. Close to 9% of our net sales are invested year on year in our R&D. So this gives a lot of flexibility to put more effort and gives us confidence to guarantee our measurement. And the second thing is the people. I mean, with so many years of expertise, people are there in the organization with so many years experience. Some of them are even called gurus within the organization. They know what they are talking about. They are basically consultants to even customers and to even outside the world. So this gives us an upper hand compared to anybody else, and that is why we are so successful.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about the new devices that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, the new device basically gives the customer the flexibility in measurement. So what do we mean by flexibility is if a customer wants to measure, say, standby power, which is few milliamps, and to, say, up to 40 amps in case of induction cooking, the customer can select from this particular series. And it comes with efficient software. Basically, you get a couple of softwares. One is the WT Viewer Free Plus, which basically gives the customer the flexibility and ease of operating the instrument. And the second is the standby power measurement software. Basically, the customer can use the software, measure the standby power, do the testing of the equipment for standby power, and get a report. So all they have to do is start the process, start the software, and then the software stops automatically once the measurements are done, once the test is done, and then you can automatically generate the report in a PDF format.
Very nice, very nice.
And the other important factor is also the customer gets flexibility with the communication interface, whether it's USB or GPIB or Ethernet, or sometimes even customers want RS-232 interface. It's surprising, but still they want RS-232, so they get all the flexibility. The other thing is simultaneous harmonic measurement. So what customer wants is also to measure harmonics and the other parameters like the voltage, current, power, and RMS, mean, or DC simultaneously. And they can do it now. And this, what happens when you do it parallelly? So obviously you're reducing time.
Right. So.
And
No, go ahead.
One more thing which I just wanted to touch upon is the auto ranging function, where if a customer is doing a testing and with manual range, and if suddenly for some reason there is a peak and the measurement goes out of range, so the customer does not have to stop it. They can put it in an auto range, so the device automatically adjusts the range for the measurement.
Very nice. Well, you know, there's a presentation on this product and series, and we're going to attach that presentation to the page where this podcast is, so the audience listening will be able to refer to the presentation to get some more detailed information about it all.
Oh, that would be great.
Excellent. So is there anything else you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode?
All we can say is we are almost 100 years old company, so that shows that we are almost 100 years of expertise in power, precision measurement, and we are the only company which offers you high precision and high accuracy with a great stability, and we guarantee them all.
Well, Hafiz, I appreciate that. And what's the URL? You just go to yokogawa.com?
You can go visit us at tmi.yokogawa.com.
Okay, and they'll be able to find information from there.
Yeah, you can find all the power meters with the various ranges, and including the WT300 series, the new product range, in this website.
Excellent. Well, hey, Hafiz, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today about the new devices, and I think they will definitely benefit our engineering audience.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Oh, pleasure is mine. So, and I'd also like to thank everybody out there taking the time to listen to us today. Appreciate your audience appreciation. So, this is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.